But it's also done in a way that shares who God's love is for us. I'm sure that Martin Luther probably didn't think when he was writing that those many years ago that one day that people would turn it into a praise song. So I think it's pretty cool that those things can happen. It also gives the people of the church who maybe not been a part of the church to know that a song that is old and is with much history as that they are singing church history and they are singing the old hymns and they don't even know it. But it still tells the same story. So today from God's Word we find in Romans the 10th chapter verse 8b through 13. This is Paul's letter to the church at Rome. The Word is near you and on your lips and in your heart. That is the Word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth and so is saved. The Scripture says, no one who believes in Him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, and the same Lord is Lord of all, and is generous to all who call on Him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God.